She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I'll tell you what the truth about health is. It's physician, heal thyself. Okay, so I've got a situation, and I hope it parlays quite nicely into our segment, which is all about protecting ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our loved ones, and everybody else around us from the modern day stressors, and doing it in a really sneaky, easy, effective way. So I've got an issue right now. I have actually a nuisance neighbor where I actually had to get a temporary restraining order out. And that stuff, if anybody has been in that situation, it is really, really stressful. There's a lot of vulnerability. You feel kind of scared. Things are, this legal system, even though you want, you know, you have to hire sometimes an attorney to help protect your rights. And that money is certainly money that you could have spent in other ways. But so one of the little ebooks that I have on my site, and it's free. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. So you can go to drhollylucille.com and just click on the 7-minute stress solution, because I was really excited about how we can, in a pinch and in a minute, help ourselves protect ourselves from stressors. And so this is such a perfect segment for me to remind myself, because do you think it's possible by deliberately assuming a simple high power pose to instantly become more powerful and decrease your stress? Well, I got to tell you something. The folks from Harvard and Columbia do. Okay, so I know those are buzzwords when it comes to research, but the research has shown that humans can increase the beneficial effects of power. Okay, so power, that just doesn't mean like, I have power. It's really to be empowered, to feel safe, okay, by deliberately assuming open and expansive postures. A particular study actually revealed that assuming certain postures almost immediately produces neuroendocrine, okay, that's the nerve hormone connection, and behavioral changes. High power postures trigger, okay, so if you just heard my last segment, it was all about testosterone, actually a rise in testosterone, a decrease in cortisol, that's your stress hormone, and also provide a person a perception of power and strength. Okay, so this is, we're talking about just posture, okay? So if you can feel, most of what other people view in us is determined first kind of how we see ourselves, okay? So if you're going through a lot of stress, like I currently am, and if you don't feel strong or powerful and clear boundaries, you pretty much, you know, others might see that, or at least you perceive that they see that in you too, okay? So less people will try to manipulate you if you're feeling strong. You'll have more respect from others if you're feeling strong. If you project that out, they project onto you that that's the case, right? So I think it's so important. This is such incredible research. And let me just give you a very easy posture to do, okay? So have you ever put a book on top of your head and tried to balance it, you know, kind of like the models do? Well, it's never too late to start. So find a book that has enough weight to feel stable and secure on the top of your head. Not too heavy to hurt your neck though, okay? That's really important. We want to keep people safe here. So longer, bigger books are harder to balance because there's more mass to find the center in. But you want to challenge yourself, so don't pick a book that's too small either. Align your spine from the base of your tailbone to the top of your neck, moving your conscious awareness through each vertebrae, okay? So chest is high, right? You've got your spine being aligned from the base right there of your tailbone all the way to your top of your neck. And tell yourself quietly, make space. Make space between each vertebrae, all right? And stand against a wall to get support in your alignment. Now, I've seen patients gain several inches of height as they do this right before my eyes. I mean, just like from slumping down, kind of that closed protective posture, they actually gain height, okay? That hunchback is gone. So don't wait until you have back problems or pain to do this, okay? This is actually a lifting and creating straight alignment between every single bone in your vertebrae can be such a great magnet for positive energy. It's so important, okay? So you can just go ahead. Once you have your posture aligned, place the book at the very center of your head and gently let your hand off the book. When you feel stable and confident, move your hand down to the side of your body so that you can have alignment in your shoulders and your arms. To get the most benefit from this exercise, practice balancing the book for 7 seconds at a time while you take slow, deep breaths, okay? Work up to balancing the book for over a minute. It's so fun to do. And quite honestly, if you work at it, it's amazing what happens. The other thing, as far as posture is concerned, and this research, that it actually just increases power, testosterone, lowers cortisol. Now for me, as an example, I'm having a problem with my neighbor, right? Well, as soon as I walk out my front door, or actually before I walk out my front door, my chest goes up, my shoulders are up, back and down. I assume this stronger posture because I want to feel empowered. I want to feel safe, and I want to project that out into the world. This is research, folks. This is complete research. It is. It's from Columbia and Harvard, assuming a strong posture. All right. Think about it before you go into that meeting with your boss. Think about it if you're having issues with your spouse and you just want to feel empowered to communicate articulately and correctly and effectively. Think about it if you're having problems with your children who are going through puberty, who are getting their emancipation energies going and they're kind of pushing back to the parents. Think about just going ahead. It's such a passive, powerful thing to do, okay? The other thing I want to talk about, and there's a bunch of stuff I talk about in this free ebook, but is thymus tapping. Thymus tapping, believe it or not, the thymus is a gland that's in your sternum. And it basically, what does the T stand for? Thymus, your body has all sorts of different cells. The amazing immune enhancing cells in our bodies are called T cells, and the T stands for, well, it stands for the thymus gland. The thymus is in the center of your chest, and it's an important part of your immune system and lymph system. Okay, it gets stuff out. It encourages good, healthy immune responses. And a lot of health experts suggest that tapping on this gland can actually stimulate energy, boost your immune system, decrease stress in the body, and increase strength and vitality. Yep. So thymus tapping is another thing that I just want to gently introduce today. Okay, so here's how you do it. Make a fist loosely with either the right or left hand, it doesn't matter, and start tapping your fist on the middle of your chest. So it's basically on your breastbone there, right between your nipples. And it's a simple rhythm. The first tap is heavy, so it's boom. And the next two taps are slightly softer, so it's boom, boom. And there's a pause between the first and second tap, so it's boom, boom, boom. So the pattern is tap, pause, tap, tap. The tapping should be heavy enough to make a drumming sound in your chest. The vibration of the sternum bone, actually, that's the bone, that's your chest bone. It's in front of the heart and the lungs, kind of protective there. It's caused by the tapping, helps to improve the function of the thymus gland. Every tap brings life-renewing blood and oxygen with a gentle pressure on the nerves to stimulate healing and optimal performance of this important gland. I mean, the cool thing about these things that I talk about in 7-Minute Stress Solution is that you can practice them in the morning as part of when you're waking up to greet your day, at night before you're going to sleep, or anytime you're feeling particularly stressed. I think that, you know, thymus tapping I love because I do it. I do it all the time. And maybe it's the great apes that knew something when they were beating on their chest. They, you know, they have to let out the stress. It's like, ah. So, but this is tap, pause, tap, tap. Extremely important. You can do the tapping pattern for 7 times and then repeat 2 more times with a 30-second rest in between. That your thymus gland will definitely be healthier and happier, and you're going to have a strong immune system to fight off illnesses and diseases. And quite honestly, the research has said that it increases vitality, energy, and decreases the stress hormone cortisol. Oh, my dear. Okay, so we just went over basically assuming a very strong posture, chest up, shoulders up, back and down, okay? And then thymus tapping. Those are just 2 of the 7, actually, things in this 7-Minute Stress Solution. Easy ways, effective ways to help you protect your body and assume a position of power and get strength and vitality. That's what we're doing here on Radio MD. It's Dr. Holly and Mindful Medicine.